Orson Welles, one of the most iconic filmmakers of the 20th century, is known for masterpieces like Citizen Kane and The Third Man. However, his lesser-known works, including 1970's The Deep, have intrigued film historians and cinephiles for decades. The Deep stands out not only for its incomplete status, but also because it reflects Welles' unique style and the troubled production history that haunted his later years. This is Land of the Lost, The Deep. The Deep is based on the 1963 novel Dead Calm by Charles Williams, a tense psychological thriller set aboard a small yacht. The plot revolves around a married couple, John and Ray Ingram, who encounter a shipwreck survivor, Huey Warriner. What initially seems like a rescue quickly spirals into a psychological battle as it becomes clear that Warriner may not be as innocent as he appears. Themes of isolation, fear, and human survival drive the narrative, making it an ideal project for Welles' distinct style. Welles was both the director and actor in the film, casting himself as the antagonistic Huey Warriner. The small cast also included his companion, Oja Kodar, as Ray Ingram, and Lawrence Harvey as John Ingram. The film's intimate setting aboard a yacht intensified the drama, showcasing Welles' ability to create tension in confined spaces. Filming for The Deep took place between 1967 and 1969. Primarily off the coast of the Dalmatian Islands in Yugoslavia, modern-day Croatia. Despite the scenic location, the production was plagued by numerous setbacks. Welles' independent filmmaking style, reliance on self-funding, and frequent interruptions slowed progress. His meticulous approach to shooting and the technical difficulties of filming on water added to the complications. One of the major issues was the sudden death of Lawrence Harvey in 1973, before the film could be completed. This left a substantial portion of the dialogue unrecorded, particularly since Welles preferred to record his actors' dialogue in post-production. Without Harvey's participation, completing the film became virtually impossible. The Deep was never finished, despite Welles' multiple attempts to return to it. In the 1970s and early 1980s, he edited portions of the footage, but never brought the project to a conclusion. Part of the film's incompletion stems from Welles' shifting priorities, as he began working on other projects, including The Other Side of the Wind, another film that languished in unfinished status for decades. While rough cuts of The Deep are believed to exist, the majority of the footage remains elusive. A significant amount of material is thought to be in the possession of Welles' estate, with the editing process unfinished. The incomplete film became part of the legend surrounding Welles' later years, where his financial and professional troubles prevented the realization of several ambitious projects. The Deep represents both the brilliance and frustration of Orson Welles' post-Citizen Kane career. The film offers a glimpse into Welles' exploration of psychological tension and character-driven conflict, while simultaneously reflecting the personal and financial challenges he faced. The film's story also inspired later adaptations, most notably Dead Calm, 1989, directed by Philip Noyce and starring Nicole Kidman, Sam Neill, and Billy Zane. This version became a critically acclaimed thriller, proving that the source material had great cinematic potential. For now, The Deep remains one of Welles' most tantalizing lost projects. Despite its incomplete state, it continues to attract attention as a symbol of Welles' unrelenting creativity and the tragic circumstances that kept so many of his ideas from fully materializing.